The Taoiseach said on Friday that primary and secondary schools will reopen at the end of August, but there's scant detail on how that will actually happen, how many students can go back and how much learning will have to happen at home. The Association of Secondary School Teachers of Ireland has written to the government outlining a range of issues which it says will need to be addressed before schools can reopen safely. On the line now to discuss their concerns is Deirdre MacDonald, President of the ASTI. Deirdre, are teachers happy to walk back into classrooms and have face-to-face contact with children again at the end of August?
Not as we left them in March, Justin, because obviously it is a different world. We will take our guidance, as we always have, from the medical experts, the public health experts. So within the parameters that they would consider safe, we will be happy to do so. Obviously, it is a very different environment from the one with which we left, and we have to plan. There will be a lot of planning necessary, and we need to be listened to in the consideration of what the shape of the way the education will be delivered.
When is this planning going to take place? Because very soon the traditional school year would come to an end and normally teachers would be going on their summer holidays. So is this planning going to have to take place during the summer break?
Well, the planning will be between basically the stakeholder groups. So that's at the higher level. Then in school, obviously, school managements over the summer period, for example, where there would normally be exams taking place in school, there won't be examinations taking place at the moment, so there would be place for in-school management to, you know, to look at issues. Now, some work has been done by the State Examinations Commission in terms of the footfall of the buildings, for example, you know, so spacing and all of that issue. That has been done.
I'm talking about teachers here, because if there is to be, for example, a blended learning model introduced where you'd have a portion of learning happening in the classroom and some of it happening online, that's going to require then a significant amount of training for teachers, you would imagine. When do you expect that that will be done?
Well, we first of all have to have a look at the plan to see to what extent we will be in school. We would be doing work as a blended learning, so a remote teaching model. So we need to look at the model first before we, and that hasn't been delivered yet, before we say what we feel is necessary. We are told that in 2 weeks' time, we have put in a paper, that in 2 weeks' time a document will come from the department. Now, there are huge issues, and these issues must be addressed. It must be the sustainability of whatever model they put in, about the equity, and this is sustainability for students and sustainability for teachers, the equity regarding the hardware, the connectivity, the payment for broadband for students. You know, there are a lot of issues that have to be addressed. We have brought these to the department's attention.
We know that there are parts of the country where broadband is simply not good enough for online learning, and there are issues around access to technology for people. Can you then stand over a situation where some students would go back to education in parts of the country where they have good broadband, but other students wouldn't?
Well, no, that is one of our main issues with the department and with government, that whatever model is in place, that there will be equity for students. And we know that that is a very, very serious thing, particularly for students. As you said, maybe broadband in rural environments, but also, you know, around DESH schools, etc. So there are huge issues. And no, we will not accept a less than equitable situation for our students or our members.
Okay, now you're advising your members to comply with Department of Education guidelines to destroy any documents generated as part of the process for calculated grades. I don't know if you saw the Sunday Times today, but there's a lawyer there suggesting that...
No, I didn't see the Sunday Times.
If you do that, he says, you could weaken the defence of a teacher in any future court case.
What I would say is that there's a huge amount of data on the school systems that the parents will have had access to, and that is there. They will have known already what their son or daughter got in grades, and those would be the mainstay of the decisions, the professional judgment that teachers will make, and that information is all there already, and the parents will already have had that information, as will the students.
But do you have any concerns that the destruction of documents could actually hamper a defence of a teacher who might have to explain in a court case later how they came up with a grade but would have no material to back up their explanation?
The point is, as I have just pointed out, that the parents will have got this information over the last 2 years from the teacher through the school. And so it will all have been there, and it will still be there. I have great, great trust in the professional judgment of our members and secondary level teachers.
And just finally, Deirdre MacDonald, do you think that calculated grades are here to stay for some time to come, or will we be returning to the old Leaving Cert exams?
What we have found, actually, was how robust and rigorous the Leaving Cert was. This came about as a result of a one-off, a horrendous situation that everybody found themselves in. But I think there are a lot of people, in fact, a huge majority, that wish that they were starting their exams on Wednesday.
All right. Deirdre MacDonald, President of the ASTI, thank you very much indeed for joining us.